Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent If you are an applicant or authorized representative, if you need to send application information to us, you can fax that. Please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Thank you for calling the enrollment broker. Are you calling for the first time, or are you calling to check the status of my existing application?
Hello?
Good afternoon. Colin. Hi. How can I be of assistance to you this afternoon?
Good morning. Good afternoon. This is Maria Diaz, and I was transferred over.
Okay. Were you interested in getting help in the home or a home help aid there, Mrs. Diaz?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, sure, I can assist you with starting the application for help in the home. I just need to gather the necessary information to start the application on my end. Once we've started your application, I'll be able to provide you with a brief rundown of. Oh, yes,
sir. She already has a caretaker, so she's just looking to get set up for her services.
Oh, okay. Well, Mrs. Diaz, it is okay for me to gather the information that I'll need from you to access your case and discuss the case with the third party on the line with you there. Is that right?
Okay, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, thank you. And then can you provide me with your date of birth also?
Yes, July 27th, 1968.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and you're the person that is getting the help in the home?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, typed in Maria Diaz, and you said the date of birth was July 27th, 1968?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't bring up an application here on my end. Can you provide me with your Social Security number, please?
199-5661-64.
Okay, the first three digits are 199?
Yes, sir. 5661-64.
Okay. Bear with me. I'm going to refine my search here.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, I just typed in the Social Security number that you shared with me also, and we don't have an application for home and community-based services with that Social Security number. Do you know when you started the application there?
We're trying to start now. Ms. W. on?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here right now.
Yeah, we're doing the application. He asked about that. We're doing the application. That's why I called you.
Oh, yeah, that's why we called. Right. They transferred us to you to do an application. Are you aware of the calls that was transferred?
Oh, I wasn't aware that the call was transferred, but you had indicated that she had already got services and you were looking to get them started.
No. Okay, so I called on Friday, and they called me back today to get services for Ms. Diaz.
Okay. Who did you receive a call from there?
Kaya.
Okay. Do you know what agency she's with?
Family, what is it?
Family First Care.
Okay. So, she's an agency, and she's assisting with starting the process there. But, yeah, I can then get the application started necessary for you to have a visit with an enrollment case manager there. So, yeah, I was just confused as to how she transferred you and specifically why. But, yeah, I can use that same information here to get the application up and running, and then I'll give you a rundown of the process and find out how soon someone can meet with you there at your address to move the case along from our call today.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Bear with me. I'm getting that information copied and pasted onto the necessary fields of the application for us now here. When we're required to ask of all applicants, what's your preferred spoken and written language, Mrs. Diaz?
Yes.
Oh, what's your preferred spoken and written language?
English.
Okay. And that also means you won't need a language interpreter in the future then, correct?
No, sir. Yes. No, sir. No
okay.
interpreter.
All right. Okay. And then can you provide me with your phone number with the area code first, please?
My phone number?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
267-850-5198.
Okay. Thank you. And then is that a cell phone or no?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And the reason why I asked is because with the cell phone number on the application, you could sign up to receive text messages or email notices about your case.
Yes.
Is that something
yes,
that you'd
sir.
Be interested in? Okay.
Yes.
Make sure. Okay. I'll make sure we get you signed up here then.
Yes.
And what's your address with the city and the zip code, please?
628 West Huntington Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19133.
Got it. Thank you. I'm just about done here on my end.
Okay. Appreciate you.
Of course. Happy to help. Now, in addition to text messages, did you also want to receive email notices or the text will do?
Just the text will do.
Okay. That's quite all right. Okay. Just a moment longer here.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you.
My pleasure. Mrs. Diaz, I was able to get the application successfully submitted here on my end. And by providing your cell phone number and agreeing to our terms and conditions, you agree to get text messages. Now, your information will not be used to sell products or provided to any unauthorized third parties. And to stop getting text messages from Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker and to keep getting paper mail again, reply stop. Now, you may get messages at different times of the day, and message and data rates may also apply. And the application we started this afternoon, this is for home and community-based waiver services, which help individuals remain in their homes and communities instead of receiving services in a nursing facility or other facilities. Now, The Office of Long-Term Living offers two types of programs that provide long-term supports and services based on your assessed needs, and applicants that are elderly adults or have a physical disability or traumatic brain injury may be able to receive support services in their home or in the community, and those services may include, for example, help with bathing and dressing or meal preparation, light housekeeping, or installing an emergency alert system, as well as home modifications. You know, how that works is a managed care organization or a service coordinator selected by you, they'll help to find providers and manage these services. And then to qualify, you must be eligible financially and meet all program guidelines. Now, the second of the two types of programs offered by the Office of Long-Term Living is called the LIFE program. And that's a managed care benefit that features a comprehensive medical and social service delivery system. And they use an interdisciplinary team approach in a day health center, which is supplemented by in-home and referral services based on your needs. But with either program that you choose, I mentioned we'd schedule the initial visit with our enrollment case manager on the call here. And again, they'll meet with you there at your address, and they help to complete a financial application for Medicaid. They'll also review your medical history, and they'll help you to choose the managed care organization, service coordination, or life provider during that visit. Now, the managed care organization that you choose, they'll help to coordinate both your physical health care and your long-term services and supports. And so they will manage, coordinate, and direct your services from that point on, and also act as your personal caseworker. Now, that managed care organization will then partner with service coordination agencies, and it's the service coordination agencies that provide you with the one-on-one direct care and services that are recommended and approved by the managed care organization, just so you're aware of that process. Now, I had mentioned that the LIFE program uses the interdisciplinary team approach in a day health center, supplemented by in-home and referral services based on your needs. But I also wanted you to keep in mind that the exact services and hours that you'll receive, that will be determined by the managed care organization, life provider, or service coordination agency that you choose, and that information is provided after the enrollment is completed, just so you know when to expect that specific information. And again, your services could include, but they're not limited to, getting a home health aide. You'd also qualify for nursing services or home modifications, along with day programs and transportation services. Now, I also wanted to mention to you here that the application process could take up to 90 days. And so are you interested in proceeding and meeting with the enrollment case manager with that in mind?
She wants to do it, but it takes that long for her to get services?
Oh, no.
I mentioned
in most instances, they wrap up well in advance of that time.
Okay, because she needs it like now.
Yeah, I need it now.
Yeah.
Really? All jokes aside.
And there's no way to expedite that, or that's just your policy of 90 days. That's 3 months too long.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Right.
You never know what's going to happen no more.
As I mentioned. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, that's not the norm. I also stated that in most instances, the cases wrap up well in advance of that time, but the person that meets with you guys will be able to explain if your case will take 90 days or not. So you wouldn't go forward without knowing beyond any doubt whether or not it would take that amount of time for your case then. That's why I wanted to mention before they head out and explain it to you, did you want to meet with them to at least find out if you take 90 days or not?
Well, yeah, we can see, but it definitely would have to be sooner than that, because she needs services right away.
Yes, ASAP.
Oh, no, I understand emphatically. And so, again, just to reiterate, in most instances, cases wrap up well in advance of that timeline, so you may not hear that or anything close to that timeline. But, yeah, I just have to mention it. There are some folks that will end up, you know, hearing that timeline, so I can't ignore it and have them to come out, and then you'd be one of those
folks
and say, I've never heard of that. Why would you tell me that? And that guy didn't say it on the phone. So at least, you know, it covers my bases to say that it was mentioned.
When is your first available
appointment? Yeah, in most instances. I can certainly find that out. Did you say then that you were okay with meeting with the enrollment case manager, Mrs. Diaz?
Yes.
Yes. ASAP,
yes.
Okay.
ASAP.
I'll schedule the intake visit for the Community Health Choices waiver. I should be able to locate an enrollment case manager that's free to visit right away. Before I start the search, are you aware of any upcoming appointments that you've already scheduled within the next, say, 5 or 7 days that I should avoid when looking for someone to visit, or no?
No.
Okay. And then my next question is, do you have a preference of someone visiting mornings or afternoons, or either's fine?
And they can come in the morning if they want.
Okay. Well, no one will arrive any earlier than 9:30, for the record. But, yeah, I'll see who's got first availability for the visit, and then I can share with you guys who I find and see if that works for you here, okay? Oh, would you mind if I place you on a brief hold while I access the calendar and take a look then, guys?
Sure.
Okay. So just take a moment, and then I'll return to the line and share with you who I find first, and we can go from there. Thank you.
So if he says, I'm not going to look, we can be here like 11 o'clock, something like that?
It would have to be from 11 o'clock to 12 on Friday.
Well, we're having listening services now. Like I told you, you never know what's going to happen tomorrow. Before we get off the phone, we don't.
They be killing me with that music. I wasn't listening to nothing.
They need to change that music. That's what you're headed. They did. I said I'm going to listen to that. Let me stop. I said, come on.
Yes, thanks once again.
We're here.
Okay. And so there's someone that's free to visit with you here Monday morning on February the 9th. They'd be able to arrive between 9:30 and 11:30 if you're free then.
Do you have anything for Friday in the afternoon? Anything in the afternoon?
Yeah, it's afternoons. It'd be after the February the 9th date here. There's someone free February the 10th. That's the Tuesday, and they can arrive between 2:30 and 4:30.
So would they have to meet with me, or are they just going to meet with her?
Oh, they just have to meet with the applicant, the person that's receiving the services.
Oh, okay. So I don't have to be there.
Correct.
Okay. So what did you say, Tuesday?
Or Monday, whichever works for you.
Monday at what time? Because I have my dialysis appointment between 7:15, and I'll be home like 11.
Oh, well, would you prefer Tuesday then on the 10th?
Okay. Yes, I'll see you with Tuesday because I don't have nothing to do.
Okay. Well, did you have a preference of mornings or afternoons on the 10th or no?
No, but I prefer morning before noon. It don't really, no.
Okay.
No, okay. Donut.
Okay. Well, the first availability would be between 9:30 and 11:30. Is that okay?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. Give me just a moment, then I'll remove February the 10th here from our availability calendar and add it to your application, and then give you the name of the enrollment case manager that's going to meet with you there on the 10th, and then I'll go over some details about that visit with you before letting you guys go for the day here. Just take a second. And I'll stay on the line while I'm completing this task. Okay. Yeah, I'm still on the line in case you hear me go silent. I can answer any questions that you guys have while I'm getting this done.
Okay. That's a Tuesday, right?
That is. Yeah, week from tomorrow here.
Okay.
Your name again is?
Oh, I'm Arthur. Just about done on my end here.
Okay, appreciate you.
Of course, you're very welcome. Well, I was able to secure the date and time that we agreed upon. Oh, you're excused. Oh, and just to confirm once again, that's going to be next Tuesday, February 10th, and the enrollment case manager is going to meet with you there. Her name is Alexis, and again, she's going to arrive in the morning between the hours of 9:30 and 11:30. Now, once Alexis gets there, her visit should last approximately 1 to 1.5 hours. And we'll provide you with a reminder call before the visit Tuesday with Alexis there. And that call is going to come from the outbound dialer here in our office. So it will have a 717 Harrisburg area code. But again, the call's just a courtesy to confirm that you'll still be available to meet with Alexis there on the 10th. And if you answer, the person that calls from our office here will just remind you on what to have when Alexis arrives, which, for verification purposes, we ask that you have some form of identification available, preferably a valid photo ID. Do you have a valid photo ID?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Great. I'll make note of that here for Alexis then. And we will not speak with anyone about your application without your written or verbal permission. So if there's anyone you'd like to add as an authorized representative, have their name, address, and phone number available, and Alexis can list them to the case as you see fit before she heads out. Now, I had mentioned earlier on, the purpose of the visit there with Alexis, it's to change the status of the application we started today to enroll. And once you're in the enrolled status, you may be able to receive assistance with navigating the enrollment process. All you need to do is call PA Link at 1-800-753-8827. And if you haven't completed the medical assistance application for home and community-based services, you could do
uh-huh.
so by contacting the county assistance office or completing that application on the Compass website. But Alexis is more than willing to assist you with completing that Compass application for long-term care services during her visit with you there. Now,
uh-huh.
if you'd like Alexis's assistance, we ask that you gather any potential financial information or documents that you think are relevant for the county assistance office's financial review, and she'd be happy to sit and look them over with you. And if necessary,
right.
she can submit them along with your application. Now, you'll also need to have copies of the supporting financial documents to verify your income and any assets
mm-hmm.
that you have. And then
all
Alexis
right.
will take it from there. Now, we also will fax a physician certification form out to your doctor, and then your doctor is expected to return that form directly to us. And
mm-hmm.
for your case to be processed, this physician certification must be filled out, but that's by a doctor of your choice. As long as they're an MD, DO, or OS, would you know
yeah.
offhand your doctor's first and last name?
Yes, Dr. Erica Lachey. That's my primary.
Okay. Thank you. Bear with me. I'm searching our database for Dr. Lachey now.
Yeah, no problem. She's from Russell.
Okay.
Yes, that's my primary.
Is it spelled E-R-I-C-A for the first name?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you know the spelling of her last name or no?
Yes.
Oh, may I have that, please?
Yes, sir. S-H-E-A.
Okay.
Erica.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Would you like the
that.
Phone number?
Oh, yeah. If you have it, go right ahead.
Yes, sir. 267-534-4030.
Okay. Thank you. And I see that there's multiple locations that provide that contact number. Would you know the office address where you visit with Erica Shea there?
Yes. It's 216 West Somerset Street.
Okay. Thank you. We have that location. There was about three
okay.
of them, and I didn't want to make. I want to make sure it gets to the right address.
Okay.
No, I did also see that it's listing Erica Shea as a nurse practitioner, and so she would report to an MD, DO, or OS. And I wanted to mention that to you because you want to share with her that it has to be signed off on by a doctor so that it doesn't get returned, and then she have to get a new one started with an empty place for the doctor to sign, just to save you some anguish down the road. Now, I did
right.
also want to mention that if it's easier for Erica Shea, then that office is welcome to fill in that physician certification on our website. It's
mm-hmm.
www.paieb.com. No, it's also important. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, www. And then PA for Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next letter is an I,
uh-huh.
and then E,
mm-hmm.
and the final letter is B for ball.com.
Okay, got you.
Or B like in boy.com.
Uh-huh.
It is important that the form's completed in full and returned to us as soon as possible. So we will ask that you work with Erica Shea there then, just to ensure the accuracy and completeness of the form that they return to us. And then
yes.
we're going to contact PCA, the Philadelphia Corporation for Aging. Now, that contact is going to be initiated by Alexis. So before she leaves on the 10th, she'll let you know when she plans to formally contact the Philadelphia Corporation for Aging there. But then PCA will contact you next to schedule an in-home visit of their own to complete a functional eligibility determination. Now, we notify the county assistance office that you're applying for home and community-based waiver services, and they may ask for additional information aside from what you share with Erica there on the 10th,
yes.
Alexis, mm-hmm. I should say, on the 10th, to verify your current financial status. So be prepared to submit supporting documentation to the county if they request it. But once we've gotten the physician certification and then the functional eligibility determination is received, that's when your application's reviewed for medical eligibility here. Now, if you're medically eligible, your case is next sent to the county assistance office to determine financial eligibility. Now, even during that exchange, the county may require you to provide additional documentation. And so please provide any information that they request from you quickly so the enrollment process is not delayed. And on another note, if at any point during this process you're found medically ineligible to receive services, well, then you will receive paperwork in the mail at that point with the right to appeal. And if you need help with an appeal, simply contact us, the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker, on the 877-550-4227 number that we're speaking on this afternoon. Now, we are here to provide additional beneficiary support when needed, and we can answer any questions that you'd have about the appeals process should you be deemed medically ineligible at any point, okay?
Yes, sir.
Now, if you have any questions about your application, please contact the call center on the number we're speaking on this afternoon, or you'd be able to check the status on the website that I mentioned your doctor's office can complete the form on. Now, whether you go to the website or if you call back in, both will ask for your Harmony ID number, which I'll share with you here. It's 7 digits when you're ready for it.
Shoot.
Oh, okay. It's a 116.
116.
Mm-hmm. And then 76. Yep. And the final 2 digits are 24. So 116-7624 is your Harmony ID number there. Now, you can also create an account on that same website, and from that account, you'd be allowed to upload any financial or other documents that may be needed for your case down the road. And we support applicants with any complaints or grievances that you may have during the application process, should they occur. And we may even follow up with you with a survey call to ensure satisfaction with Alexis's visit with you there on the 10th. And we're creating an enrollment group for applicants who have completed this process in order to provide feedback to enhance or improve the application process here. And so if you're interested in joining after you meet with Alexis, then you're welcome to contact the call center on this number, and we'd be happy to show you how to get enlisted as well, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Do you have any questions that I can answer for you then about the visit with Alexis or the application process itself?
As of at this moment, no. We appreciate that, and we thank you for updating, you know, the visiting date.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sure. Yeah, no problem at all, guys. I'm glad to help. And hey, thank you once again for allowing me the time to get everything up and running on my end this afternoon. Oh, and thank you for calling Pennsylvania.
Arthur, right? Arthur?
Yeah, that's right. Yes, you got it.
Yes, we definitely appreciate your time and patience.
Of course. I'm happy to help. Hey, did you guys have time to complete a survey or no?
She probably will. I would.
I would.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I really appreciate it, Sister Yaz.
All right.
I don't know if I'm a
All right, and you guys have a wonderful afternoon then. And thanks for participating on my behalf, Mrs. Diaz.
All right, you too. Have a blessed day, Arthur.
Same to you. Bye now.
All right.
What is the name of the program that you are currently enrolled in? Press 1 for Community Health Choices. Press 2 for Life. Press 3 for OBRA. Press 4 for Act 150. Press 5 for not currently enrolled in a program.
She's talking to us, right?
What is the name of the program that you are currently enrolled in? Press 1 for Community Health Choices. Press